Yeah, this is good news, and it's good news for the people of Donegal, and in particular the company in the Fannet area that has been working very, very hard in relation to this project. So this follows an initial investment of $500,000 by the Irish Lights Commission in relation to the accommodation. So this is going to be a further boost, new building on a greenfield site, to look at interpretation, to look at a visitor centre, and to look at just a unit where tourists can meet and enjoy the very, very important and historical centre lighthouse in Fannet, North Donegal.
Minister, do we know exactly what this funding is going towards specifically?
Yeah, the initial funding of $500,000, that's already been spent in relation to upgrading the facilities and accommodation facilities. So this new round of funding is going to go towards a new build, a new visitor centre near Fannet Lighthouse, and there will be a lot of interpretation as part of this centre as well, explaining obviously the history of the lighthouse, but the history of the local area. And this is going to be part of an overall plan that the local people and the local company that has been formed in the area that have been working on for a number of years. Fannet is one of the signature points on the Wild Atlantic Way. Obviously, we have three others, one in Slieve League and one in Malin Head. And at this stage, we're also working very, very closely with a centre for Malin Head. It's not as at an advanced stage as Fannet Lighthouse, but that is going ahead because it has to go ahead. It's the main entry point to the Wild Atlantic Way, and it's important that that stays very firmly on the agenda. And while I was speaking to Michael Ring today and acknowledging the very, very important investment into Fannet, I've ensured that Malin Head stays firmly on the agenda as well.